The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Have y'all heard about the Skull Breaker Challenge?
Nope.
No.
It sounds pretty dumb.
Yeah.
A middle school student in New Jersey hospitalized with a major concussion and two of his classmates arrested after the Skull Breaker Challenge lived up to its name. This dangerous prank that has gone viral on TikTok. This is how it happens. Two people tell a third person standing between them that they're going to jump in the air together.
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
And then kick the third person's legs out from under them when they jump.
Smashing their skull on the ground.
Yeah. Causing them to fall backwards and hit their head on the ground.
Jeez.
So, as you can imagine, the parents that are affected by this, not happy that their kids have been the victim. It's kind of cruel to pick the other person. Like, if they're in on it, I guess. I mean, yeah. It's still stupid. But if they're in on it, okay. If they don't know...
TikTok's a crazy place.
It really is a crazy place.
Like, it's a crazy place.
I find it highly entertaining.
They do too.
See?
But it's it's dark. There's like some stuff you see that you're like, God.
That guy who does the impressions.
Obama.
Oh my God.
He's very talented.
Yeah, he's funny.
Besides my kids, I'm not really in the TikTok game.
Yeah.
They'll show me stuff, but I'm like, I'm trying to get away from social media and not get deeper into it.
It really gives you a glimpse our future is not right.
Anyway, here's a little...
it's very scary. God, I find it... I get the same feelings from TikTok I get from Live Leak.
Right.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's just like not as graphic.
I see a lot of animal stuff and things.
Oh, sure.
Maybe I'm
You follow different things.
You follow different things, he said, than most of these guys.
Hers is so wholesome.
I would hope so.
I mean, mine is like people with like no arms and weird like stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of crazy.
The hand thing with the... smacking hand with the fingers.
Mm.
Here's, is that the one I sent you?
Yes.
Here's one of the stories on this viral skull breaker challenge that took a toll on this kid here. Let's take a listen.
NBC 10 Boston exclusive now. Tonight at 11, a young teen sharing her story to help others after a viral challenge goes very well.
So it's a trend on TikTok right now, and it's causing some serious injuries. NBC 10's Eli Rosenberg joins us live from Boston tonight. And Eli, first, how's she doing tonight?
Yeah, so all of this actually happened a few weeks ago, but this 13-year-old tells me tonight she is still in pain. This is the latest craze on TikTok, and it's just as dangerous as those challenges that came before it. This is absolutely not how Kathleen DeJesus thought she'd be spending her seventh grade year.
I was thinking, I feel like I was going
to
die.
Paramedics racing to this 13-year-old's middle school late last month after an incident during gym class.
I was paralyzed. I had a concussion, and I was numb. I couldn't feel my legs, my foot, my hands, nothing.
It was only later that DeJesus says she found out she was an unknowing participant in the latest social media challenge. It's called the Skull Breaker Challenge, and it's all on social platforms like TikTok.
Oh my God. So you break your skull.
As you can see,
watch this.
Having three people jump, except the two people on the outside don't jump. Instead, they try and kick the legs out from under the middle person.
This is
actually a thing.
It's really the virality of the platform.
Public relations CEO and Professor David Gerzok-Richards
says... I'm not hiring him. No.
This challenge and the challenges that have come before this... everyone remember the penny challenge from a few weeks ago?
Oh, stupid.
Aren't the last we'll see of this.
The reason this is happening is because there's not adult supervision to say, hey, wait a second, stop. You wouldn't see this on Facebook or Instagram at this point.
As this 13-year-old hopes these challenges start trending in a safer direction.
I just feel like it needs to stop because it's getting out of hand.
They won't trend in a safer direction because no one will watch that. Like the marshmallow fight challenge.
Yeah.
Who's going to watch that, right?
No, there's nothing to that.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
Kids, they just make bad choices.
Yeah.
And by the time the parents find out about this, this is old news. Like the Skull Breaker Challenge will be over.
Yeah, like they've already moved on from the Skull Breaker Challenge. You know, now it's like the Whack Your Nuts Challenge or whatever the next thing is going to be. Mm. You know, spoon some guy in the nuts.
Spoon.
So the other story that we mentioned earlier, it was at a New Jersey, a 13-year-old kid spent a couple of days in the hospital after his incident. It caused him to have a seizure.
Well, you're going to, if you smack your head hard enough on the back of it, it's bad.
Yeah, your brain's in there.
He's doing better now. He's slowly making progress.
The last part that closed up, right?
Like the It's the worst thing you can do is get traumatic brain stuff in the back.
Yeah, you really want to keep your brain all good.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, for sure. Because apparently we have smaller brains as it is. So we want to keep what we have left intact.
Yeah, I'll scroll through TikTok sometimes just like, what the hell's going on?
I know.
It's a scary place.
So you guys have seen these, obviously, for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah. What's funny, I don't know if I saw it on TikTok. I think I saw it somewhere else.
Oh, you
saw
it? I haven't seen it. Not on TikTok a ton.
I want more dogs. I think they just pick.
I follow a lot of people with that whole deal. Or hashtags.
Because that one dog video I showed you with his chubby face.
Oh,
that's good stuff.
Cute.
Yeah. Someone said, I totally watched the unexpected pie to the face challenge. James started. Go viral.
Mm.
All right, guys. Who's going to get that pie to the face?
We're taking it back to the 1920s with the pie to the face challenge.
When you think about it, it's like it's really just everything's sort of an offshoot of like something that Jackass would have done. Like,
oh, yeah. A lot of these things. Absolutely.
You know? Like, remember Bam?
The majority of my material is off of Jackass.
Well, you remember, you know, Bam Margera would throw the glass of water. He threw the glass of water and then hit you with the boxing glove.
Yeah.
The same kind of thing.
Part of it's okay. I mean, with kids, it's different. You know, if adults are doing it, I'd be like, well, let them go.
That's how it goes.
You know, when they did the Tide Pod Challenge and stupid stuff, but when like kids are involved, then you just feel like you can't tell them that they should
eat those Tide Pods if you want.
I feel like, though, like, say what you see on TikTok is like 90% or like 10% of the stuff that's on, probably even like 2% of the stuff that's on TikTok, and then 98% of it is just terrible stuff. Just the dumbest of the dumb. I see the stuff my son makes. It's the dumbest stuff in the world.
Right.
I'm like, why are you even making it? Why are you on TikTok?
No one needs to see
it. It's so dumb.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sometimes it can be really flattering when people tell you you look like a celebrity. Sometimes. There's a 34-year-old guy named Brian Baer in... Ooh, I can't say that.
Don't.
It's like... sounds like the F word.
Oh, yeah?
Fooch.
Well, it's... Looks like it could be pronounced Rockaway Verena, but with an F.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Rockaway Verena, North Carolina.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's neat.
But anyway, this guy from that F-word place, he was in St. Pete Beach over the weekend. And as he was leaving a bar, someone's like, hey, it's Drew Carey.
Oh, no.
Well, it seems this is not the first time Brian has had someone call him Drew Carey. And he hates it.
Yeah.
Yep. He hates it.
I get that.
He went into a rage.
I know you do.
And he punched the guy square in the face. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's never as close as what people think.
Put this mugshot up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. James, you think he looks like Drew Carey?
Maybe a little bit with glasses. He might look like, you know, Drew Carey right now at The Price is Right, but for the most part,
not at all. I really don't get it at all. Let me put glasses on him and see if it changes it.
You know, like a thumb with a face, but
yeah.
Dave's drawing glasses.
I'm drawing glasses on to see if it changes our opinion of him here.
Okay. So
he has the same haircut.
Does he look like Drew Carey now?
No. Not even close. See.
Looks less like Drew Carey now.
Oh, now he looks like a robot.
People don't even see you. They just like take a guess or something.
Well, it's just some guy who was super drunk at the bar.
Yeah. But this guy told the cops that he gets that all the time. That's why it pisses him off.
One time these people sent me a picture. They go, are you making out with some girl, Green? And it was the most disgusting man.
Mm.
And the most equally that's disgusting
happens.
Bride.
Yeah, that happens.
And I was like, what? Do you see me? I'm like, do you see me? Do you guys see me? And sad, nobody sees me.
I know.
Hey, John Cena over there?
Yeah. I'm like, see me.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Nope.
No,
maybe in person
close.
Or something.
Maybe in person, maybe a different angle. You can check it out for yourself. See, do you think he looks like Drew Carey? DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. He was arrested, though, for misdemeanor battery because he still did punch the guy in the face.
Yeah, you can't punch
him. You can't punch a guy in the face for calling you Drew Carey.
I think he should be able to, but...
You think so?
I do.
Should be allowed.
Like, if someone called Andy the guy Hurley from Lost, you think he should be allowed to punch him in the face?
I'd be a sweet to be allowed to.
Because exactly. You don't like that, right? You don't like it.
You don't get that anymore, because Lost is kind of...
Thank God, that's kind of died down. That pop toy didn't do me any favors.
Yeah, when it came
out. Yeah, the pop toy looks just like you.
Yeah, but there's just like... Sometimes people think they see me out and about, and then the person they think...
I know. That's what happens to me all the time.
I'm like, Jesus, God.
I get this. I just get it all the time. My best friend looks just like you. And then they show me someone. I'm like,
yeah. I wanted to do a page, like another Instagram page of just pictures that people say look like Chuck the Freak.
Oh, my God.
Because we get it almost on a daily basis.
Just because it's
just a bald guy with a goatee.
A beard or a goatee.
Or a goatee. Yeah, one of the two. And then everyone says, oh, my God, I saw Chuck here.
And every time I look at it, I'm like... There's not even close.
No. It makes you sad.
It's not even close. It
makes me sad.
Well, it makes me wonder what other people see.
People should stop doing that.
Yeah. I find it rude, too.
I think it's rude.
Yeah.
I do.
You know who you look like? Oh, tell me. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Tell me. That's great.
It's rarely flattering. I'll say that. It's rarely like, you look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it's you look just like... You know, Margot Robbie.
Right.
You would love that.
It's never that. But then these people that think they see me out and about at places, and I'm like, why would I be there, eh? It's like 40 miles away from me.
Here's something. Someone said, I heard that Drew Carey doesn't need glasses. He thinks he just looks stupid without them, so he wears them.
I think I've heard that before, too.
So Drew Carey wears fake glasses?
I didn't know that.
Some people do. Totally changes their appearance when they take their glasses off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if you're used to them, I think it's just being used to them. Yeah. But someone told my girlfriend she looked like Amy Schumer once, legitimately thought she was giving a compliment.
Jeez.
My girlfriend could possibly look like an actually attractive version of Amy Schumer, I guess, without the pig face.
Oh,
God.
See, people are mean.
They are mean. Well, I find you simple if that's what. You really shoot from the hip and just can't.
Yeah.
That's your first thing you say to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what you look like? Like a foot with a beard. You know, it's like, thanks.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Here's another mistaken identity, but this is the woman. She's claiming herself she's a different person. A woman caught driving a stolen vehicle early Saturday morning in New Mexico told police she was actually... pop singer Beyonce Knowles.
Oh, Beyonce.
Perhaps you've never met me. I'm Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm Beyonce, so.
Huh. The police used a fingerprint scanner to verify it was not, in fact, Beyonce.
Right.
And this 48-year-old woman, Serena Henry, is charged with one count of unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, a felony, one count of concealing identity, a petty misdemeanor, and resisting or obstructing an arrest. At the time of her arrest, she had a bench warrant issued for failing to appear. The stolen vehicle was taken from a residence over the weekend. The owner thinks he accidentally left his keys in there. Anyway, when the cops pulled her over... Yeah, I have her picture.
Yeah.
When the cops pulled her over, she said, oh, it's okay, he let me take it, I'm Beyonce.
Oh.
It's
makes
Beyonce.
It checks out.
There's no rules for Beyonce.
Yeah.
No.
So if you saw this woman, whose picture is also up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, would you think this was Beyonce?
Stop it! Stop. You said she's 48.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
she looks like she's a 68-year-old grandma.
68, at least.
Oh no, I'm Beyonce.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, I'm Beyonce.
Well, hold on, let us get the fingerprint scanner out.
Yeah, you're not Beyonce.
If you want to put a ring on it, I'm Beyonce.
That's crazy. That's crazy to stick to your guns and say, that's like me being like, I'm Justin Timberlake.
Sorry, sir. We don't believe you're Justin Timberlake.
I am Justin Timberlake.
Can't even describe her.
No.
She's got an interesting look. It's definitely not at all like Beyonce, though.
Yeah.
Do you think she sees herself like that? She looks in the mirror.
Maybe that's good for her, right?
She is.
She's all fierce.
She's super fierce.
I do it.
You do that when you when I look at myself, I'm like,
shoot. Damn, boy.
You are an attractive man. So, I mean, it's possible. Because I know I'm not, but I... When
you
I look
have
at
a
myself,
high opinion of yourself.
I can't help it. I can't. It's just what my brain says to me.
Okay, is there a Hollywood celebrity you think you resemble?
No, because you don't get to Hollywood with this. You know, you don't make it up there with this look.
Oh, stop it.
No, you don't. You don't. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I don't know.
It's been no picnic for me since Jonah Hill's career.
Jonah Hill, no picnic.
But you got the Bradley Cooper reference.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I hold on to that.
I hold on to it.
I read it every day. I go back to that.
You're smiling at every photo now because you're like, so because
I am a
smile.
Fat Bradley Cooper. I'm Fatley Cooper.
Fatley Cooper.
I wish.
So it's great.
That's a good one.
That's the first time I ever felt okay.
I'm like Steve Wilkos.
Oh yeah, you've got Steve Wilkos before. That's what I was trying to think. There's a couple of people that they've said you look like.
Jerry Springer bouncer.
Yeah. Jerry Springer's bouncer.
Show. He's got his own show.
Steve Wilkos.
Yep. That's the best
I think
get.
He had a beard before, though, didn't he?
I don't think so. I think he always just beat people's ass with a clean-shaven face.
Yeah, he was always clean-shaven.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he had a beard. There was someone else, too, Chuck. I forget who it is.
It's very odd, like a chubbier, bald guy. So maybe the guy who did Pawn Stars.
Rick?
You kind of see that.
Rick. Is it Rick? Yeah. Or is that the old man?
I think Rick's the...
Oh, okay.
Whichever one's bossing Chumley around.
Yeah, Rick Harrison.
Rick Harrison.
Yeah, there's me.
Just because he's bald again with a goatee.
Yeah, or Chumley.
Not Chumley. Stop. No, Chumley way younger than this guy.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, it's Bummersville, USA.
That's never good.
I hold on to that Bradley Cooper
look
thing
like
tight.
Mike from...
Well, you should be.
Mike from... Better Call Saul. Breaking Bad.
Someone said,
just a bald old man.
I'm told all the time I look like Bruce Willis. That's not so bad, I guess.
That's all right.
Someone else said, there's a doctor I work with. He literally looks just like Osama bin Laden. He even wears that crazy hat.
I've never personally said it to him because I wouldn't.
But every time we work together, the looks he gets from people are horrifying. He can literally be Osama bin Laden's twin. Ooh, that's not a person you want to look like.
No.
Yeah.
Chrissy, your family members get mistaken for celebrities. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And who are they?
So my son gets mistaken all the time for Bradley Cooper. And my daughter is always told that she looks like a little prettier version of Lady Gaga. So it was a little awkward watching the movie that they were in together.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, they did. They played Lovers.
Yeah, they were Lovers.
Yes, they did. It was a little awkward.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, Bradley Cooper is a good-looking dude, so that's compliment.
That's a good one.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's hot.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Scott doesn't have a hot face.
Yeah. No, I think it's fine. I think she's,
pretty.
She's pretty.
She's not Margot Robbie, but...
She does a lot of theatrical kind of makeup, too, that is crazy. But yeah. I think she's a pretty lady.
Yeah, I just
watched the documentary of her, with Lady Gaga, her documentary on Netflix.
Pretty cool.
And she just takes her shirt off in a meeting, and she's just topless. Mm-hmm. In a meeting.
You got to deal with it when Lady Gaga just...
Wasn't that funny? There was like a guy sitting there, and he was trying not to look.
This was all on camera?
No. Yeah, she was by the pool. They had a little meeting about something with her tour or something.
And I got to watch that.
She just took her.
That's
shirt
bold.
Off.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's never
been.
She's
kind of crazy.
I like her. Don't get me wrong. I think she's a good actress, and I think she's very talented.
She's very
smart.
I just
never thought, like, oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's all right.
This guy said, I used to get Justin Timberlake all the time. Now, unfortunately, I look like Fat Timberlake.
Oh, man. Jeez.
He says, love you, Lisa. Someone said, yeah, he also, a lot of people get mistaken for Bradley Cooper, I guess.
Mm.
He got it when he was...
I don't get mistaken for him.
Someone said that you look like a young Marlon Brando, which is... That's incredible.
I feel like the old
Marlon
one.
Brando.
Younger.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
I have to do a daddy-daughter dance, and it's like a 50s-style daddy-daughter dance, and I was like, man, how am I going to dress? And I was like, I'm going to dress like a young Marlon Brando.
That's cool.
So that's going to be my get-up right there. But I'm not going to look that good. I promise you that.
Someone said, I always get told I look like Peter Griffin. The problem is that I actually do.
Oh.
Did you ever see? There's a meme online of a guy that looks just like Peter Griffin.
Really?
And he's wearing the same shirt and everything. Really? He looks just like him.
Oh.
Someone said, Chuck is a bald Guy Fieri.
Well, that's a good look.
I get, and I really don't see it, but whatever. It doesn't really bother me. I get, what's the British
Gordon
show?
Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
We're both from the UK. I get it. All right. But I don't particularly see it. There was another guy that I actually...
He's nicer than you.
Probably he
nicer
is.
Nicer than you.
David Boreanaz or something? Like twice that I was at a gas station appearance for our old station a long time ago, and some woman freaked out, was in tears because she thought I was that guy.
So I just went with it.
Like the dude from Angel?
I'm totally David Boreanaz.
Yes, that's me.
I don't see it, but...
I mean, big, tall guy, a little bit. You can kind of see
the face structure a little bit.
Yeah. It's just amazing that you can have just one little tiny thing that might be the same as someone.
Dude, this woman was almost in tears. Like, I felt so bad telling her I wasn't. She thought the guy from Angel was making an appearance, like it was a celebrity appearance at the gas
station.
Wow, yeah. They don't have to do that.
Jeez.
This was up in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess she didn't get out.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You're like, really, I'm not David Boreanaz.
I'm not the guy from the TV show Angel.
Stop crying about Angel.
Please get a Mountain Dew, because they're the reason we're here.
Have yourself a Dew.
Was it Lisa just spiked the views on the Lady Gaga documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to mention there's boobs. Did they pixelate?
No,
they're just right out.
Right out. She doesn't care.
Right, I've seen them before.
What was better documentary, the Taylor Swift one or the... Lady Gaga.
Oh, I like the Taylor Swift one a lot.
Was the Taylor Swift one good? Like, this?
Yeah,
is she
it was
real?
Really, really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't watched it because your daughter's such a big fan.
It's hard to nail her down and get her to sit in front of a TV with me.
Oh,
you know what I mean? She's got art.
She's
projects.
On the move. Huh?
She's got stuff going on. She's learning a skateboard. She's skateboarding, doing tricks. She's got a lot going on.
Someone
having
says,
a picnic in the backyard.
I get Jason Momoa.
That's not bad.
That's an okay
one.
Solid
one. That's a good one.
That's okay.
I get Jason Momoa.
Yeah, you poor bastard. Mm. My friend was told he looked like the human version of Shrek. Oh, the human version is better, though, than Shrek. Right? You know when Shrek turns into a human?
He's the human version. He is the human.
No, he looked like the human version of Shrek from the movie. When Shrek turns into a human.
Oh, okay. I thought they were like, you're the human Shrek.
No. Although I do know a human Shrek.
You know one?
Unfortunately, in my life.
Oh, my God.
There is a man who looks like Shrek.
That's no good.
No, it's real bad.
It's a real bad look.
Yeah. Jeez. It was... still human Shrek's not great.
No. But if you were human and looked like that, you would definitely have a Shrek look about yourself.
Mm-hmm. I gotta show you guys this. Shrek. We can never put this out on the peep show.
I know, because
it'd be devastating. But
that's not good.
No. Trying to see if I
certainly wouldn't want to be known as that. There's no
human
way
Shrek?
He knows. There's no way human Shrek knows.
Ooh, I doubt it.
No one said it to him.
Oh man.
No. How do you tell someone they look like Shrek, dude?
Some people don't care, and some people are mean.
If he's a dead ringer, I'm sure he's been like, no.
I think he may have got off social media.
That's probably smart for him.
That's probably
smart.
Too many
Shrek comments.
He kept getting mistaken for human Shrek.
Yeah, or like people are asking him what filter he used.
Yeah, hey, what's
to look like Shrek?
What's that Shrek filter you're using?
Yeah.
Oh
no, that's too bad. No, I can't find him.
That's
Sorry.
Big build up for nothing.
I know. He was on there before. He's gone now.
Too bad, you guys. But he looks, if I come
all
across the
build
picture,
up.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No. There's a lot of buildup.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But he's not there.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's probably for the best, Dave.
I guess it is. Oh, maybe. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Nah.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry, no Shrek. No Shrek. All right, let's move on here to other news this morning. And there is a rugby player in England who people say should be charged with sexual assault because he grabbed a guy's dong.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah, rugby's a weird sport like that.
It definitely is. So what? So your dad played rugby for a
yes,
while.
A long time.
It's all about getting in their heads, like messing them up.
Yeah.
Trying to distract them. You're yeah. taking them out of the moment.
But also, like, my dad played with guys that would, like, bite someone's ear off. Mm. So they would tape their ears up. Like, they'd wear tape around their forehead and it would cover their ears because they knew there were guys that would rip their ears off.
Jesus. Man.
It was a crazy sport. Mm. But that's the Bryster.
That's your dad. That's where he came from.
That's the bri. That's what makes the Bryster. He's
yeah.
like, yeah, they tried to rip my balls off, boy. So I put my foot down his throat. Hey, Dad.
So this crotch-grabbing incident happened over the weekend as England beat Six Nations. Actually, England's narrow win over Wales.
Oh,
it's England rugby player Joe Marler. He's the guy in trouble. He's been cited for grabbing the Wales captain's junk during a heated tussle during that match that involved several players. Video of this went viral. It seemed to polarize fans online. Some saw the moment that he was just looking to get into his head. Others say it is sexual misconduct and charges should be pressed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it. This is the moment right here. So he goes in.
Oh, he's just giving a looksy-daisy.
He definitely gives it a tug. That's definitely intentional.
He actually laughed about it. He actually was laughing.
Oh, he was joking around. But the other guy, the ref didn't see it because it was... He's like, this guy? Are you joking me? At a press conference after the match...
Oh, that's crazy.
The guy that was grabbed was calm but called on the powers that be to weigh in on it. The guy who did it,
he should be suspended for a game.
Joe Marler responded with a tweet that simply read, bollocks, complete bollocks.
Bollocks.
So like balls.
He gave right? it a...
Balls, complete balls.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like a grab. It was like a tickle.
Tickle.
It was
yeah.
a tickle.
He did. A little genital tickle.
Yeah.
A statement.
God, shot.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Jeez.
Someone tickles your genitals?
At first, he was like, oh.
Like, well,
then he realized he was playing rugby.
A Ooh. Statement from Six Nations confirmed this incident, and they cited an infringement of one of their laws that prohibits anything that is against the spirit of good sportsmanship, including grabbing, twisting, or squeezing genitals. So this guy's got a hearing coming up in 2 days. He could face a suspension of between 12 weeks and 4 years for committing the offense. Some people say he should face sexual assault charges. What do you think? You get sexual assault charges for that? Should the cops get
Unfortunately,
involved?
Unfortunately, everything's on video nowadays, but I just think that this kind of thing has been going on in rugby from the dawn of time. It's part of the game. I know it seems so silly,
mm-hmm.
but it is. It's part of the game, and you shouldn't have to play a game where they're grabbing your junk.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe it is a time to stop it, but...
I'm not a sports guy, but if somebody tickled my Johnson and balls, I'd... I'd have issues with that.
Would you want sexual assault charges placed against them?
Yeah. Pardon me. Feels like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I played a sport, though, where I knew that someone might grab my balls or my Johnson, I would actually, I just wear a cup. I know a lot of guys don't like wearing them.
Right.
I never understood. Like, I had no problem, like, you know, running them.
I guess, yeah, I'd wear a cup.
I'd wear Especially a cup.
Especially
if I knew
rugby.
You were going to grab it.
Rugby seems like you could just smash your balls to oblivion.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I don't want anybody playing with it, though.
No. No, you don't.
No, my dad likes
Unless they are someone you enjoy.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
if a lady wants to play with it, she can play with it. But a guy on the rugby field, I don't know. I'm as Chuck said, it's kind of part of the game in a weird, stupid way to mess
right.
people up.
I don't think the hammer should fall down on this guy, but I do think that they can use it as a moment to maybe...
Change
some stuff.
Yeah. So what do you think your dad would say?
Well, I don't.
Like, if your dad had been on the other end of that, what do you think would have happened?
I tell you. So, hello, son. Your dad's in jail. I stomped a man's eyeballs out tonight. He gave my pecker a twist. Well, he tried. He tried, but mine's just like yours, boy. You know. He went fishing for it.
Jesus.
I kicked his eyeballs right out of his skull.
He went fishing for it.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God,
the Brewster
Becker twist.
Yeah, I do. I wonder. I mean, I guess I've never asked my dad. I'm sure that people have tried to grab his nuts.
Sure.
My dad played the position on the rugby field that when they're in that scrum, he's the first one that gets the ball and he has to run. Like, that was my dad. So, like, he always got tackled.
Yeah,
just always. You're always getting tackled. He didn't care.
This guy said, I've had my donger grabbed at the bottom of a dog pile in football more in one season than my wife has touched throughout our entire relationship.
Yeah.
And someone else said, in wrestling, we put thumbs or fingers in guys' bee cracks to throw them off.
Yeah. This
guard is, and distract them.
Yeah, and you could also, it's called hooking them. They do a thing where they hook them.
Whereas this guy said,
grab with your fingers inside their where their bee hole and bone is.
Mm.
And then you have leverage on them.
Jeez.
Yeah.
This guy said, is there any local rugby leagues I can sign up for?
Yeah.
Wolf is with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. What's up, Wolf?
Hey, guys. I was just like, I'm like a lot of other people, man. I played a lot of sports. I played rugby. I played football. I played lacrosse. Anytime they have any excuse, it's just gamesmanship, man. Guys are grabbing for your dog. Hey, like
gamesmanship.
Oh, gamesmanship. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's what you said.
Games. Yeah. Yeah, no. Game.
Gamesmanship.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I knew it.
All about getting in your head, not in your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's just to throw you off. And so it's happened to you quite a bit. Do you think, though, it's time to stop? Like, they should send a message by pressing charges, or it's just enough to suspend him?
I mean, they should just suspend him. They can try and send a message if they want, but it's not going to stop because it started in high school.
Yeah.
And it goes on. I literally had a coach tell me, like, if you're down there, give him a punch.
Yeah, a lot of it is punching.
Thanks, Wolf.
A lot of it is like hitting.
Yeah, not touching or grabbing.
But like giving a little tickle.
Yeah, this was definitely a tickle. He was trying to touch it.
It was very gentle and twisted.
It was. That's why the guy at first was like, hey. And then he was like, wait a second. I'm playing rugby, and this is a man with a beard.
Yeah.
This guy said, when I wrestled in high school, I would wrestle this guy from another school at tournaments. He'd constantly tap or grab my nuts during a match and made it seem like an accident. Finally, I had enough. One match, I just slammed him on the mat, broke his collarbone.
Yep.
Oh. Someone said the fact that they don't even have a statute in place acknowledges that it has been a problem for a long time. I don't think you should face charges except the ones imposed by the league.
Yeah.
But everyone is just talking about how it's just standard, especially even in college football. I would grab someone's junk every time I reached down to help them off the ground.
Jeez.
Wrestled my entire life. Checking the oil is a standard move.
Yeah.
So... whether or not he faced charges is still to be determined, but 2 days from now, they're going to decide whether he's going to be suspended. His suspension will be a minimum of 12 weeks. It could go up to 4 years.
Yeah.
Then you're probably done playing rugby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just need to have rules against it, I guess, you know?
That's just it. I mean, like I said, everything's on video nowadays, and they just got the perfect camera angle to reveal. Normally, that stuff's all done when everyone's in a scrum on the ground. You can't see anything going on. Mm-hmm. It's like there's bodies on top of bodies, and I think you're just getting punched in the nuts, and like people are flicking them and doing whatever they can to mess you up.
Someone said Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins licked a man's face during a fight, and some people wanted him charged.
Yeah.
That's a way to get into your mind, though, right?
That's disgusting.
Lick your face.
I throw right up.
Boy, a guy tried to lick my face playing hockey night. I broke my stick across his throat.
Yeah.
Hey, you play the game, you take the punishment, I guess.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, this is quite the niche for a dating site. There is a brand new dating site started up that is only open to men who have below average size junk.
Write this down.
You can only sign up if you're packing less than 5.5 hard inches in your pants.
I qualify easily.
The people behind the site say, just like there are men that are smaller than average, there are women who are smaller than average, and they find intercourse painful.
Yes.
There are also women who want smaller guys to play a dominant role over them.
Oh.
Well, there's a couple of different reasons they say women are attracted to this. There are no restrictions on the women who want to join the site.
Oh, no. Anybody
any shape,
wants
size,
a small one, yeah.
Anything.
I feel like this is Russians.
They want to try to get
it's
the
not small penis size. We see that's,
it's going to work.
They're sending them.
It's signing up.
Oh, man, we have everybody measurements.
Chuck the freak.
It's called Dinky One.
Oh.
Dinky One Dating. And even their logo is like a real tiny one.
Oh.
The D and the O with the...
Why are they...
Okay, you guys, this started, officially went live yesterday. How many people have signed up, you think?
14.
28,000.
Well, okay. Can I say this?
So many of them are bots, I bet, though.
Yeah, probably, yeah, right. But also at the same time, if you have, like, if you're 5.5, okay, you're the king of this site.
That's what you're in the top. You're the top dog.
You're like you're the biggest
on the whole
plane.
Throwing this thing around,
so you're the cream of the crop.
But if also if you're a one incher. Where else are you going to go?
It's like a...
And you could possibly have someone that's into you because of that.
Yeah.
And people are into weird things.
A one.
I know, Lisa. I know it's hard to imagine, but...
Do you think that that's who's signing up for this?
Well, they've got a place that's accepting of them.
That's what I mean. Like, your chances... Like, what are your chances in normal life? You might as well go for it on Dinky.
Dinky. That sounds so sad.
I know.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I'm on Dinky. It is free to join, and you can take steps, they say, to keep yourself anonymous on the site if you choose.
The way that they should have really done this is it's like you start the site, you call it Dinky, the guys signing up are free, and then the girls that want small ones, they are the ones actually legitimately have to pay to be on there. And then you'd know.
Women are never charged to join anything.
Because does it say men have signed up? 28,000 men?
Well, it's...
Because it's 28,000 prostitutes have signed up.
27% are women. 27% of the signups are women so far. And that's only been in a day.
Allegro, man.
Connecting those with a smaller penis to those who prefer one.
Wow.
At dinky1.com, every man has a below average penis size. This means anyone you date will be fully aware and you can avoid unnecessary pressure or anxiety.
Isn't there a way to like look up where a website has been started from?
It's in the UK. That's where they started it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Not Russia.
Yeah,
but doesn't mean Russians aren't controlling it, but this one was started.
It started in the UK.
Tiny men.
But they say this too on the website. Media and the internet are putting ever-increasing pressure on men to measure up to certain standards, be it body image or penis size. Body image is generally within your control, but penis size is not, unless you undergo surgery. And the internet is packed with false claims and products to increase penis size. Many young men now think that you need a 12-inch penis to satisfy someone. It's simply not the case, and our dating site is here to normalize the situation for most men. So if you think you have a smaller-than-average penis, there's now no need to be embarrassed. At dinky1.com, every man has a below-average penis size. Anyone you date will be fully aware.
Wow.
Well, that's good. Yeah. They have a place to go.
Dinky One. Met the wife on Dinky, you know?
Yeah. Dinky One.
She has an abnormally small vagina.
Oh, like a two-incher.
Yeah. Real shallow Virginia.
That's a perfect match, right? There's the lady you want.
Ugh.
And this will help you meet up. But there won't be tinyvag.com.
No.
No.
Well, there might, but it won't be a dating site.
I think the Russians make Dinky One.
Yes.
It sounds like a plane. The Dinky One. Dinky One.
Dinky One, come in.
If you ever decided to get into the dating world, Chuck, would you consider Dinky One?
I'm probably going to steer clear of it.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to steer clear of it. I'm hoping that maybe I wouldn't need it. You know, that's what I would hope.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
But if I had a one or a two, then I would be like, where else am I going to go? I might as well give it a whirl.
Yeah.
If it takes off, for those guys that aren't packing a lot of heat, it seems like a good resource.
It's just how many of these girls are really out there? What are they, all 4'7"?
Let's put it out there quickly for a second. Are there any ladies listening that would sign up for dinky1.com?
Oh, my God.
Would you put yourself out there to attract a guy?
About empty phone lines?
With a smaller than average unit.
It's all 28,000 dudes that have been on there.
That's 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. James, anyone so far in text message saying they'd be into it as a lady?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Far. Not a single text.
Nope.
It's all crickets.
Someone said, I was just thinking on dating sites, men should have to disclose their penis size. Well, then women should disclose that if they're a whore. Like, what do you, like, how
That's
do you,
crazy
how do you do the comparables for women?
Disclose your penis size.
I don't know.
Let's
I
see mean, the beef curtains then. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, if we have to disclose penis size, then women should have to disclose very intimate details, too.
Yeah, like if they're in a back door, well, they probably do.
Yeah. Someone said, what about the big dong site?
Well, that's every site.
Do you have to verify your dong? Someone asked. I don't know how you do that.
Someone said,
why would
some
you
girl said, never, ever, never. Never, just, ever, never.
Never, ever, never. Someone said, men with small dongs are usually nicer.
Yeah.
I'm not that nice.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of women that are, nope, not a chance.
Yeah.
Negative.
You mean like the one who says she has a shallow vag and still doesn't want a 2-incher?
Oh, wow. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, would you sign up for dinky1.com, the new dating site just for men who are small in the pants?
Actually, I think I wouldn't. I would do it. I don't. For me, it's like large dicks really, really hurt. Sex is not great, so I always get really excited about when I date, finding a guy that isn't huge.
Okay, but here, even though you want to sign up, or would sign up for Dinky One, is there a limit on how small a guy's can be?
4?
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about 90% of that site is, like, too small.
Is even too small for you.
It's probably too small.
And you're looking for
Dinky
small.
Dinky One's, like, for micro.
Micro,
that's
yeah.
what I would have
under
said.
Under 3.
So, Stacy, not to be too personal, you just have really small area down below?
Yeah, I'm just shallow, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, otherwise, yeah, like, if it's a decent, like, 4, 5.5, like, we're good. Anything larger, I'm in pain.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Stacey. Yeah. So there's one. Someone else said, yep, she would definitely sign up. Said, I feel like you're going to get a more genuine guy. Just because they have a small dong doesn't mean they're amazing.
There's a lot of guys with small dongs who run around like it's huge.
And
they think it's huge.
Yep.
They're real dumb.
It's a crazy thing.
Someone said maybe they'll be better at other stuff. Well, there's no guarantee of that.
No. We are, but no.
Yeah, that seems to be the main thinking here. Maybe better at other stuff. A lot of women are saying that. Small dongs, rub it right. That's a guy with a small dong who texted that in there.
He's trying to get that to take off.
Attaboy.
Small dongs, rub it right.
Rub it right.
I don't know.
This person said, I'm a lady. My last boyfriend had a very large one, probably over 9. Sometimes it was just too much. There were certain positions that just hurt.
Mm. Yeah, it's the date.
And,
wow. Some guy just said, I'm hung like a field mouse.
Yeah. Welcome to our site. Dinky One
is
for you.
This woman's into it because she prefers BJs on that.
People. Yeah. Dudes are trying to hook up with Stacy now.
Stacy.
now that they know she wants a tiny one.
No, seriously, just pass along this number.
I love when people just give us their number to, like, we'll just reach out to callers. Hey, this guy wants to date you.
Stacy, there's a man with a small penis that sent his number.
Oh, yeah. He's right around four.
My guess is there's a few that are into it, but you, as expected, the majority of women don't want anything to do with dinky1.com. It's not for them.
No.
And understandably so. Yeah. Coming up, bitches tripping. What was up with a woman's cash that got her sent to jail? Let's figure it out.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Here's a little tip for you. You're going to host someone's bail.
Yeah.
Make sure your cash doesn't smell incredibly like weed.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
A Louisiana woman arrested on drug charges after police determined the $5,000 cash she showed up to post an inmate's bail with had a strong, overwhelming odor of marijuana.
Right.
So authorities began investigating one Stormy Lynn Parfait.
That's the greatest name ever. Stormy Lynn Parfait?
What?
Oh, my God.
Dave is so excited.
How is she not the world's greatest stripper or slash whore?
Stormy Lynn Parfait.
Is that real?
I've never met a Parfait.
No. I've never met a Stormy Lynn.
I've never met a Stormy.
Oh, there's a lot of Stormy Lynns.
Stormy Lynn.
Stormy Lynn.
Miss Parfait.
Miss Parfait.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not what, you
not what I was hoping for.
No.
In a Stormy Lynn.
Oh, no. Damn it. Stormy Lynn.
What kind of picture is that?
I don't know.
Is that her profile?
It says from the sheriff's office.
I was going to say it's a selfie from outside the sheriff's office.
Oh, they took a picture of her.
Anyway, Stormy Lynn Parfait showed up at the Ashland jail to pay the bond fee for an inmate being held there on drug charges. After catching a whiff of her cash, a detective searched her car while she was still at the jail, found nearly $40,000 more inside, along with 100 pills and a food stamp card that wasn't registered to Stormy Lynn Parfait.
Stormy Lynn Parfait!
They found hundreds of additional pills and cash, as well as marijuana, cocaine, and paraphernalia when they searched her home later.
Sure. Stormy Lynn?
She was charged with multiple counts of possession with intent to distribute drugs, 4 counts of illegal use of a controlled drug in the presence of persons under 17, taking contraband into a correctional institution, and more. No attorney so far who can comment on her behalf.
Stormy Lynn Parfait gonna need an attorney.
Stormy Lynn does. She needs one real quick.
That's crazy.
There's a million charges she faces.
Yeah.
Real, real dumb, yes. Stormy Lynn. Real dumb.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.